This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The biggest women's sports event on the planet kicked off earlier today in Australia and New Zealand, the quadrennial Women's World Cup of Soccer. The U.S. team is aiming for a fifth world championship and a third in a row, that specific achievement being something no team has ever achieved, men or women. Our first match in the month-long competition is tomorrow against Vietnam, and this year, the Women's World Cup is simply bigger. There are more teams, 32 up from 24, likely playing for more viewers, both in the stands and watching on screens around the world. There's also more money, marketing and sponsorship deals, newly pumped up broadcast rights, and higher guaranteed income for the players. As Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, all this reflects just how much the women's game is growing.
A little over a week ago, the U.S. women's national team played a friendly against Wales, an exhibition warm-up for the World Cup. And the buzz for the main event was already building at the Sports Bra, a women's sports bar in Portland, Oregon. Jenny Nguyen is the owner.
Clearly, we're already full. There's a list going, and people are waiting. But that's pretty common for us on a game day.
Beer was flowing, the match was playing on five big screens, and it was hard to miss the enthusiasm for women's soccer.
The United States, one of seven countries to appear in every tournament.
And so now people are seeing, like, oh, if you put it on TV, people will watch it.
AJ Griffin had joined the crowd in a soccer jersey. She used to play competitively. Now she more often watches.
They're incredibly talented players. I really think that if people just gave it a chance, started watching it more, that it would elevate the game.
We do see far more women's sports than we ever have before.
Ellen Storowski teaches sports media and gender at Ithaca College.
But at the same time, women are still just getting less than 1% of sport marketing dollars globally. What is it going to take financially in terms of media coverage to actually see women's sports at 20%, 25%?
Women's soccer is taking one small step in that direction. This year, for the first time, soccer's global sanctioning body, FIFA, negotiated the women's broadcast rights separately from the men's. In the past, FIFA offered broadcasters both for one fee, and the men got the lion's share of the money. What's more, says Storowski?
To approach marketing and broadcasting of women's events as being add-ons of men's sports rather than as the main event. The industry has actually been leaving money on the table.
FIFA hasn't disclosed how much broadcasters paid for the Women's World Cup, but says media analyst Paul Verna at Insider Intelligence,
it's still fractional compared to what they get for the Men's World Cup.
Still, the new revenue and the precedent of selling rights to the women's tournament will make a difference, says Richard Motzkin. He's at sports marketing agency Wasserman, which represents nearly a dozen U.S. World Cup players.
Investment has improved, both in terms of the sheer number of companies who are putting money behind the female soccer players, but also in terms of what they're being compensated. Now you've got the broadcasters putting more time and attention behind the tournament as well.
But soccer still faces a huge gender gap, says Paul Verna at Insider Intelligence.
The women just are not anywhere on the same level in terms of the licensing revenue for the broadcast rights as the men. In fact, they're orders of magnitude below.
Just compare what the U.S. pro soccer leagues get for their games.
Apple just paid $250 million a year for 10 years for the rights to the MLS, the men's soccer league. The women's rights, the last time they were negotiated, which was only 3 years ago, went for $1.5 million. So that's a multiple of 166.
And it means fewer women's matches on TV with fewer bells and whistles, says Ellen Storowski at Ithaca College.
If we're not broadcasting all of the games, if the quality of those broadcasts is not up to par to create excitement, there is no way that we're going to have an audience that's going to be following it, right?
And she says that means it'll take even longer to boost pay, improve facilities and training to reach par with the men. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.